The Lord be with you.
Good morning and welcome all. Welcome our friends, family, visitors, distant relations. Welcome to you all. And it's good that we are all here together. And together we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. And before we begin, I would like to announce a change to our bulletin. And if you open your bulletins, let me walk you through this for a moment. In our effort to reduce, reuse, and recycle, we realized that of the 12 pages in our bulletin, 9 pages are always the same. And we're going to reuse that center piece. The only thing that will change on any given Sunday is your cover and what is on the cover. I know this might take a little bit, and if we hate it, it doesn't work, it's subject to change, but if you're on that first page, will be all the things, the hymns, the different hymns, our prayer of the day, and on that back page is our psalm reading, our participants, and then all of our gospel readings for the day are on the back as they are normal. I know with any change, it's going to take us a little bit to negotiate this, but we're trying to be good stewards of our time and what God has given us, and again, to reduce our own waste at this church. So, let us begin with the words printed on that second page of the bulletin. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
I invite all those who can stand to stand now, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you.
Oh,
one God, who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
O Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength. Oh,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another, to follow in the way of his commandments, and to share his risen life with all the world. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And now we invite our children forward for a children's message. Barring any children in the audience, welcome all my children.
Hi, Father.
Well, it's a bright day outside, right? Anyone planning on spending some time outside today?
Sun.
Bunch of you, yeah. Go enjoy that sun. But the sun has a problem, right? Because as we pile out of here in an hour or two, hopefully more closely, hour, you step outside, and what happens to your eyes? Oh, it's too bright, right? It's too bright, you can't see. The brighter it gets, the less you can see. So what do we do in that situation? We get sunglasses, right? Whoop. My lens fell out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we all get sunglasses, right? What do sunglasses do? They block the sun, and that helps us
see.
To help us see. And now I don't know how to get this in my head. This is actually not part of the trick.
Close your left eye.
Yeah, close
your
left eye.
Yeah.
We'll see if this works. Vision restored.
Yes.
You really need a good eye doctor.
Well, in today's gospel, Jesus says something that's analogous to this. No one has seen the Father. Why? Because the Father is too bright, too powerful, too beyond to behold. And light is the main image we use for God in Scripture. The light, too bright that you cannot see. Like walking out in the sun after being in a dark room. You can't see. But Jesus tells us, if you see him, you've seen the Father. So the one we cannot see is seen in Jesus. And it is seen most clearly in the love that Jesus has for us on the cross. So we can't see God. We can see Jesus. Let us pray. On the count of three, we'll bring our hands together and allow for God. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Morning.
Morning.
A reading from the Acts of Apostles. Hear now the word. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout, all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks
Thanks be to God.
We'll be singing our psalm today, and to reinforce Pastor's message about the new bulletin, it's in a little different place. Give you just a moment to find it on the back inside cover on page 14 of your bulletin. And we'll be singing the psalm responsively, which is somewhat of a tradition here. I'll begin by singing the light print. Please join in by singing the dark print. Psalm 31, verse 1.
Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." This honor, then, is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Saint John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the work that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Well, friends, our lectionary takes us on a little bit of a spin today, because we are in that part of the text that is called the farewell discourse, and that's a fancy way of saying the goodbye conversation. And it takes place at that night of Maundy Thursday. And so we go, what's this pre-Easter text doing in the Easter season? Well, friends, two things to remember. One being, the whole Bible is written many, many years after the fact. The whole New Testament is a post-Easter text. But specifically, Jesus is talking about that time when after he's going to die, before he comes again. It's the mystery of the presence. It's not the presence that we're used to when we hear someone say they're present with us. And that specifically, friends, is the exact moment in world history where we are living. Christ has died. Christ has risen. And Christ will come again. So this text, as I'm always saying, is about us. It is about our moment in history at this moment. As we grapple with the same questions that Jesus' disciples had, which is, where are you, Jesus? Jesus has promised to be with us. He is present with us. And yet, again, that presence is different from how we typically say the word, I'm present with you. At least it feels different, doesn't it not? Sometimes theologians will talk about this as the already and the not yet. For us, maybe it's easier just to think about it as we're trying to understand and be aware that Christ is with us, even though he feels absent. And it's always our awareness that struggles most. And so, like Thomas, we all ask this question, where are you? And if we look in our text, we see this great I am statement of Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We know John's gospel is filled with these I am statements. In fact, those who were here last week, we got one of those. What was it? Oh my goodness, no one remembers. I am the door. And that same text next year will say, I am a good shepherd. But the door is not a location, is it? It's a person. And so this question of where are you, Jesus? Jesus turns around and collapses into a person. I am. And if you would, I just forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well, we'll move on. It is not where, but in whom. In whom is your life? And that answer is in Christ. Paul says it best, I think. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Where is the door? It is in you. Where is the truth, the way, and the life? It is in you, because that is Jesus. Jesus is in you. Christ has promised to always be with us. It is not a location. It is a relationship. And that brings us to Philip's question. Show us the Father. And as I attempted to illustrate with some sunglasses, but what I'm always talking about is the light impossible to behold. This is the symbol of God throughout scriptures. Try looking at the sun, don't actually do it. You can't do it, can you? Not for long. God is pictured as a light unimaginably too bright to behold, because God is beyond. God is the unknowable, because God is just too big to explain. Too big for our minds to comprehend. You have better luck trying to explain your favorite pet why you go to work for 8 hours every day. You're just not going to understand it. We can't understand God. We cannot see God. And the Christian mystery is summed up in this. The one whom we cannot know, we cannot see, is known and revealed in Jesus. And specifically on the cross. Luther has a famous debate in the early part of the Reformation called the Heidelberg Disputation, where he contrasts a theology of glory, which is looking for an all-powerful, all-knowing, everything great God who does mighty works, with the God who is revealed in Christ, who suffers and dies on a cross. If you want to see the love of God, if you want to know who God is, don't speculate. Look to the cross. And there you will see a God poured out in suffering for you. And when suffering occurs, and we ask that question, where is God when we suffer? Look to the cross. God is right there suffering with you. Or as Bonhoeffer would say, only a suffering God. And so, friends, our text offers us two invitations, I think. The first is to come, as always, to this table, because here is the revelation of God's love, always poured out. And for us this morning, that will take the sign and symbol of bread and wine. Where is God revealed? In the community, where everyone is invited forward to partake of the feast. And the second is this invitation that is just buried underneath our text. If the Father is in Christ, and Christ is in the Father, and Christ and the revelation of God is looking at Christ, let us also remember that Christ is in you. And if we so choose, you can be a revelation of God's love to the world. In our words, in our actions, in our deeds, may it be said that the world can see God through you. Amen. Thank you.
trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world, let us pray for the needs of all creation. God of glory, you have built your church on Christ, the cornerstone. Inspire lay leaders, deacons, pastors, and bishops to proclaim forgiveness and your steadfast love to all whom they encounter. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of majesty, you bring forth plants and animals, skies and seas, mountains and valleys. Protect all you have made from the ravages of pollution and climate disaster. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of mercy, you intend governments and social service agencies to be instruments of peace and justice. Guide political leaders and organizations to be agents of compassion, and raise up advocates for those who seek refuge and assistance. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of well-being, you soothe those in distress, console all who grieve, provide for any in need, and comfort those who are sick, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Mike, Paul, Steve, Jerry Ann, Sabine, Sandy, Barbara, Kenny, Verna, Diane, Christy, Veronica. We pray for our Hope Team foster family, for immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. For victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Instill caregivers with a sense of purpose to be your healing hands in this world. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of community, you call us together as your people for mutual support and to witness to your love in the world. Make your presence known among those unable to attend worship today. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of eternal life, you have prepared dwelling places for your people so that we are never separated from you. We give you thanks for the faithful departed who witnessed to your mighty acts in word and deed. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Yeah, right. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
didn't see it.
And I invite everyone to please stand for our offering hymn. Accept the fruits of our labor gathered to give you glory. You have set the table before us, a glimpse of that great day when we will hunger and thirst no more. Nourish us with the body and blood of Jesus, that goodness and mercy may follow us and bless the world you love. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim.
most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. In the night in which you have betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we, and all who share in the body and blood of Christ, may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Gathered together as one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people. And all means all, which means all, which means all. All are invited. Now, we have recently reintroduced bread instead of the communion wafer, so we have a loaf of gluten-free bread, so we all may partake of the one loaf. All are invited to come forward. We ask you just to come with your hand extended. The bread will be given to you, and then when the wine comes around, reach in, and then you take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. And if you wish to come forward and only receive a blessing, you are also invited forward to do that. Just come with your arms folded, and I will say a prayer over you. But know this, all who come to the table of God will be fed, and all are welcome here. Amen.
I love bread. Thank you.
Christ, keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy One, through this meal you have made your home among us, and you are making all things new. Send us now to speak peace to anxious hearts, to love our enemies, and to bring your healing to the nation. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And friends, we just pause briefly for some announcements, and we've got a few to make. I want to remind the congregation, and it's a new practice, so we have to get into the rhythm of this. But bread, the communion bread is here for the community to eat. And so after the service, there is a leftover. It's going to be in addition to our fellowship hall snacks. Please take and eat. It is bread. It is for us to consume. And eventually, this will not have to be made. It'll just become part of our spirituality together. But for the transition point, I will remind us all again. Help yourself. Your piece was a little bit too small. I apologize. There's more out there. And Barbara has an
announcement. Good morning. Our potato garden is ready to be planted. And so on Friday at 11:30, that's May 8th, we're going to be planting potatoes. And if you desire to come join us for helping plant potatoes or just hanging out, you're more than welcome. So hope to see some of you on Friday at 11:30. Thanks.
And if you want to come and just bring donuts, I'll get you.
That's the police.
A quick reminder, we are reusing our bulletins now. So if you really want to take one home, go ahead and take it home. But if not, please leave it on the table and recycling and reusing our material. And then I think we're on for noon. You have a butterfly making workshop at noon. So if you want to make some butterflies or learn how they're made, see Sandy at noon and we'll have a workshop on that. And now let us prepare for the lesson. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
God Almighty, who is the beginning and the end, Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the dead, and the Spirit, our advocate in peace, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Christ, our Lord.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.